Chapter 4. Jenny awoke to what sounded like a dog's whimper, but they didn't have a dog. Through the fog of her half-asleep brain, someone whispered,
"Shh, Bernie, be quiet. You'll wake her up. Mommy said we had to be very, very quiet because she's tired from her trip."
One voice belonged to Nick, but the other? Oh, right. They did have a dog. But this was her room. What were they doing in her room? Jenny moaned, rolled over, and opened one eye. Big mistake. 2 seconds flat and they were all over her. Dog licking, Nick hugging and tickling. "Help, Mom!" Jenny yelled as she yanked the covers over her head. "Nick, stop it, I'm trying to sleep."
"Nuh-uh, you're trying to wake up. You've been sleeping all day."
Nick stopped wiggling, but stayed perched on her stomach. Jenny ventured a peek at the alarm. The luminous red letters read 11:30. She ducked under the covers, barely escaping Bernie's monstrous pink tongue. "Go away and take Bernie with you. I don't like dogs licking me in the face. He smells like a dog."
"He needs a bath," Nick said,
shifting slightly so that his knee jabbed into her ribs.
"Ouch!"
She pushed his knee aside. "So give him one."
"Gotta help me, Mom says."
Great. First day home and Mom expected her to take care of Nick's dog. Whatever happened to being responsible for your own pets? Jenny heaved a resigned sigh. "Okay, I'll help, but on one condition. You get out of my room and stay out." Nick bounced off the bed.
"Come on, Bernie. She's always grouchy when she wakes up. She'll like you better after she's had breakfast."
Bernie wagged his tail and loped off, beating his master out the door.
"I am not grouchy."
Jenny tossed a pillow after them. Well, maybe she was. Who wouldn't be? Jenny flung aside her cotton blanket and untangled herself from the floral print sheets. She hadn't slept well. Even with her windows open, she'd gotten too warm. Getting to bed after 1 in the morning and thinking about the stranger down the street hadn't helped. Jenny had considered calling the police and would have if the guy hadn't pulled a key out of his pocket and walked in like he belonged there. A shower perked her up. She pulled on the gray t-shirt and shorts she'd picked up in the Fort Lauderdale airport. A large circle.